This week's spotlight is on Indonesia appreciates ceasefire in Gaza. Indonesia appreciates the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Foreign Minister Sugiono said this agreement is in accordance with what Indonesia has been pushing for so far through various forums. Through social media X Thursday, January 16th, Minister Sugiono said that the next important step is to ensure that the agreement is implemented immediately and comprehensively to prevent more casualties. He explained that Israel's atrocity in Palestine has claimed tens of thousands of Palestinian lives. According to him, the number is not just a statistic because every number is a human life. He hopes that the ceasefire can be a momentum to encourage peace in Palestine. He also emphasized that this peace can be realized if Palestine is independent and sovereign in accordance with the two-state solution that has been agreed upon by the international community. Furthermore, Indonesia expressed its readiness to contribute to efforts to restore community life in Gaza, whether through humanitarian aid, support for UNRWA role, or Gaza reconstruction efforts. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Mardani Ali Sera, called the ceasefire reached between Israel and Hamas a window of humanity that should be appreciated. He also asked both parties to comply with the ceasefire agreement and to open humanitarian aid to enter Gaza immediately. Member of Commission 1 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Jazuli Juwaini, said that diplomatic efforts should not stop, although a ceasefire had been agreed between Israel and the Palestinian resistance group Hamas. He reminded that Indonesia's stance had been clear from the start to urge Israel to stop all forms of aggression and occupation of the Palestinian region. That was this week's Spotlight.